Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ice Contact Plus, Brass Monkey, and Farting Stopped a Plane. Coming up in just a second.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The steam begins to rise, it slowly effervesces. Leaves are crinkling under sweet caresses. I cherish this moment of natural bliss. Nothing's missing. When I'm pissing outside, you don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Pissing outside.
Come on, America.
Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
You
know, a rock, a bush, a shrubbery, a tree. You can go anywhere you please. There's so many things that you can christen. So make it like your mission and just start
pissing outside. Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
You know my favorite place is in the virgin snow. You find a fresh canvas and let it flow. Sign your name and watch it glisten. Unless you're in Alaska, then your task is to go faster, 'cause it freezes and you have to walk backwards
while you're pissing outside. Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside. Pissing outside. Pissing outside.
listen outside.
Nice.
You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Because the grass is always greener when you water with your wiener outside.
Billy Jonas.
We are having some special guests watching us this morning, and we've got Duke Tomato and the boys live. And we just heard from the Stephen Singer Singers in honor of Mr. Singer being here.
What a fun morning.
And I enjoyed the flute that Jay Young was playing that's been added to the Stephen Singer song.
Man, that guy's good.
If you get
any woodwind or brass in front of him, he knows what to do.
Yep. That's very nice. Very nice. We're going to get a song out of Duke in a matter of moments.
Just try and keep his mouth open.
Duke, let's take a short break. We'll get a song out of you in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to do this next world record in the sportscast under protest.
All right.
It will become obvious almost immediately what my problem is with this. There are many, many problems with this world record.
Okay.
Here we go.
Stupid world record.
A Polish woman.
Yes.
Has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest duration full body contact with ice. Hang on. I'm going to get it.
We're going to get it.
Katarzyna?
Yeah.
No, it's
but I don't feel anything.
Yes.
No, it's it's Katarzyna. There's an R there.
Yeah.
Jakubowska.
The J is pronounced like a Y.
Stood submerged to her neck.
Katarzyna Jakubowska.
Stood submerged to her neck in ice for 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 45 seconds to achieve the record.
Yes. Her husband's name is Dick Azinia.
Stephen, behave yourself.
I'm just reporting to the story. What was her name? Katia Gazinia.
It is Katia Gazinia.
That's a little known fact in that news story.
Well, thank you for adding to that.
Sure.
According to Guinness, this record has only been achieved by men in the past.
Oh, good for her.
The male record is held by, for the love of God. Another Polish person.
It's Krzysztof Gajewski.
No, there's another syllable in Krzysztof.
There's an Associated Press pronouncer there.
It's Krzysztof Gajewski.
Okay, all right.
Kajewski. It's
Kajewski?
Gajewski. Y-E-V. Gajewski.
You know, maybe...
There's a J in it.
Maybe
yes, that's a lie. And police.
Police?
That's what it's that's the ahead. Official language, please.
Really?
Police Navidad. Police Navidad.
So this lady is essentially standing in ice water.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
With just her face sticking out. And she is extremely attractive.
Mm. Well, that makes it not overweight at all, right?
Well, it's just
and she was.
Well, can't see because she's only from her neck.
Yeah. But she was tested for both performance enhancing drugs and having witches' boobs.
Oh yeah, those can get real cold.
and the tin bra. Yeah. She was wearing a tin bra.
Yeah, and her husband Dix goes in you.
Why? Oh, it's plural now.
Oh, sorry. The dick goes in you.
She's very accommodating.
What is that, DVDA?
Why are witches' boobs so cold?
I don't know.
Aren't they swinging over a bubbling cauldron most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
I think that some of that steam would heat them up.
Where that came from.
You'll have to look into that.
All right.
Why don't you get back to us?
And isn't there a brass monkey involved in that thing?
Brass monkey? That funky monkey?
Isn't there...
Temperature related to a brass monkey's...
Some yard art that is a brass monkey and he has testicles, and if it reaches a certain
no
like they
if
go
it reaches
up
a certain air temperature the testicles
no.
fall off the monkey.
They do.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I hope so.
That absolutely exists. I think I saw it in like a Sky Mall catalog.
I'm looking that up.
That was on Shark Tank, wasn't it?
Is there some kind of witches?
You know, for those reasons.
I think Lori went ahead.
Yeah,
I have my golden ticket just for you.
Yeah.
So that happens.
So why don't they have a witch with a tin bra you can put out in your yard?
Yeah, who knows? In any event, this lady has the world record, so congratulations.
Look up decorative monkey testicles.
I am. There's tons of monkey
Wouldn't there be a danger that you would die standing in ice water for 3 hours?
I would think.
I'm sure three she was hours, regulated. Yeah. They were regulating something while she was doing it.
Regulators, mound up.
But how would they do that? That would, well.
I thought they didn't allow records where you could potentially die.
No, well, no, that's not the case at all. Guinness is taking names. Yeah,
do you remember the one a couple years ago?
They love cheating down.
Do you remember the world, they were having the world sauna competition?
And it's sound.
Yeah, and that, yes. They had to quit doing that one.
Well, that's because one of the guy. Well, the guy that won, he kind of won.
He died, didn't he?
He cooked his liver.
He was still in there.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yes.
The guy literally baked.
Yeah, no, that's, you don't win if you die.
Oh, you have to be breathing?
I think you have to be alive. You lose.
Okay, well, this is just the opposite.
Any update on the brass monkey decorative yard art?
No.
Somebody's going to make this for me. I know that.
You made that up.
Okay, well, let's...
Pretty good lie, though, wasn't it?
Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ted Bundy!
Nick!
This is what you farted for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy!
A Reddit user going viral after claiming their flight was delayed due to a passenger's excessive...
flatulence?
Yep.
Hmm.
The alleged incident occurred on an American Airlines flight.
It wasn't me this time.
From Phoenix to Austin. Following the boarding process, they overheard a man loudly say, quote, "You thought that was rude. Well, what about this smell?" And farted.
Yeah! He's letting him have it.
Apparently, I was reading about this.
Can I finish?
The guy, this all started, I guess, just this is one of my pet peeves. The people got on the plane with a bunch of food. And the food really stunk.
Like a teriyaki chicken Subway with extra onions.
So people complained, and he said, if you think that's rude.
Right?
Allegedly.
There was a back and forth between the person dubbed Fart Man and several other passengers before flight attendants stepped in, and the plane began preparing for takeoff. The user wrote, the plane suddenly stopped on the runway. The pilot announced they would be returning to the gate.
All right.
A flight attendant informed Fartman he would have to get off the plane to the relief of the other passengers.
Hey, play one more. Godwin didn't hear it.
Thank you, Jake.
The incident delayed the flight about half an hour.
I don't think so.
Do those back to back as quick as you can.
I think it'll cut it off because they're both kind of short, so it'll go.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next.
I'm so happy.
I wonder if the masks would come down. Is that...
No, I don't think...
Are those triggered by...
I think just the lack of oxygen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That smell.
Got a couple technical questions. As it happens, we do happen to have Steven Singer in the studio with us from IHateStevenSinger.com because Mr. Singer is not just a professional jeweler. He is a newsmaker. Made the news last week when you made a proposal, if you will, to Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, Mr. Kelce, that you suggested the possibility of a ring that you have designed and actually possess that is worth $1 million.
Correct.
Got a letter.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I'm not all that conversant with the language of jewelry.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Although in my day,
you purchased some.
Probably purchased some. Mm-hmm. The point being... you mentioned the side diamonds on the diamond engagement ring, isn't it?
Yes. This particular one we designed has one main stone and two side stones that match it.
Right.
Okay. Now, for me, a side stone would be like Mick Taylor.
Right.
The Rolling Stones.
That is silly.
Chuck LaBelle. got this letter, Stephen. It says, Mr. Singer may want to upgrade those side diamonds because apparently the ring should cost 3 months' salary. Travis makes $14.3 million a year just from the NFL. That doesn't include all his side endorsements.
Ooh.
So now, what is that whole thing about the so many months? What is that? Where did it come from?
You want
from?
The truth or the publicity story?
I want a big lie.
Well, give me the myth and then the truth.
De Beers, who used to control 80% of the world's rough diamonds, made up an advertising slogan that you should spend 2 months' salary should be that should be your guide. So whatever 2 months' salary
is, that's what he spent.
It was just made up. It's like advertising agents in the 50s and 60s said breakfast, most important meal of the day. It's complete nonsense. It's just an advertising myth that they made up and based on people that used to work on a farm and things
salary,
like that. So the 2 month salary,
breakfast is important, just, and the female orgasm, all myths.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
Well,
whoa.
Not all of those, but just some of them. But yes, so it, but it's a fine guide, and if you use that, then Taylor Swift would have to spend like 10 times this. I mean, it's I think she made over a billion dollars or something like that.
Well, she doesn't buy her own engagement ring,
Guy's salary,
right? The guy's
salary.
Well,
even his salary would be
right.
You know, we'd have to go up to this is downsizing for her, but yeah, that's true.
But she doesn't
that's
like true. Gaudy. That'd be gaudy.
Yeah, there comes a point where enough is enough, it's really the thought that counts, right?
Sure.
Now, yeah.
This is right up there with Adele's ring and J-Lo's ring.
Apparently,
and all that
it's not the thought that counts.
Well, what is it?
Because, Christy, you were saying that most women would be upset if they were given an engagement ring that what the man acquired for free.
Well,
so it's not the thought. It's the money.
You got to have some.
Women want it to hurt
game.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have time to squeeze in another quick news story, Christy? What do you think?
A man who paid more than $15,000 to transform himself into a dog has opened up about being sad about the misconception around him becoming a dog.
Hmm.
The man from Japan calls himself Toko. He says he has spent a staggering 2 million yen, or about $15,000, on a full-size human collie costume so he could look like his favorite breed of canine and fulfill his lifelong ambition of becoming a dog.
Really?
However, Toko has shared the reality behind that journey, admitting that he gets upset when trolls judge him. He says he feared coming out in real life because of the reaction he gets and said, quote, "I rarely tell my friends because I'm afraid they will think I'm weird."
Now, we've just posted a photograph of
that is something.
It's very realistic.
It looks like a stuffed collie.
Sure.
Here's a video of him rolling around and doing treats.
When he's like moving and stuff, it looks at first glance, you'd go, oh, there's a dog.
Is this guy a midget or something? How's he get into that costume?
Hang on a second, Joe.
What the hell is going on?
You know what? Steven said, he brings up a good point. What the hell is going on here?
Huh? Yeah, I think he's a smaller man, but I mean, he's not a puppy.
I think the weird part is that he takes himself so seriously just to do the right thing. He got himself neutered.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. if you see this video, I mean, he's scratching at the door.
Is he humping anything? He's got
to
be humping, right? That would have to be the number one.
He's not humping.
Well, later on in the video, his master comes up and whacks him in the face with a newspaper because he pooped in the living room.
Well, your bucket list, though, if you're going to be a dog, and let's say that's bucket list item number one.
Right.
Number two, it would have to be humping something, right?
Yeah. He's crapping in the yard.
What is he trying to get in?
He's trying to get in. There he's drinking. Oh, he's drinking a soda.
Oh, he's got a soda, sir.
He's got a cherry Coke there. It looks like. What's going on?
He doesn't
there?
Get to have that.
No.
This is crazy. Are there any pictures of the guy when he doesn't?
No,
he says
he won't show his face because he doesn't want people at his workplace to know that he does this at home.
So is that a suit he had made, or is it a carcass?
$15,000.
Yeah, we had it made. $15,000.
It's not a carcass. From
Rick Baker, actually. The Oscar winner Rick Baker made it.
I remember, the werewolf movie with David Naughton when he turned into a werewolf. I lost my mind. This guy's actually turning into a dog.
He actually goes on walks with his... they'll put a leash on him and he'll go for a walk.
All
and,
right.
I don't want to hear about him until he's
down. That's exactly what the other dogs are saying.
Yeah.
All right. What the hell is this?
Does he lift his leg when he is out on the walk?
I don't know. It doesn't show that.
What's going on there?
Hey, why do the boy dogs do the with their back feet when they get done using the bathroom, and the girl dogs don't do that?
It depends dog to dog.
I have never had a dog that did the with their back feet. Does Buddy do that with his back feet?
No, he does it at night in the bed. He goes like crazy, like the Three Stooges, like he's doing like the curly shuffle.
Yeah.
He goes like crazy, and then I read online it's that if dogs do that before they go to sleep, they like are getting their space ready, and he goes bananas. You look, he's doing the curly shuffle every night, but not when he goes to the bathroom.
That's beautiful. Huh.
Well, this guy, I'm guessing, is a bachelor. I don't know.
I would. It doesn't go into that, but I would.
Look, you're going to be judged, sir. You just got to not worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just shake it off, like when you're wet.
Speaking of dogs, do you ever wonder what your dog likes to watch on television?
No, never.
I'm certain they like exactly what I like.
Well, according to a study published recently in the journal Applied Animal Behavior Science, Dogs are most engaged when watching videos that feature...
other dogs?
Other animals, exactly.
Oh, okay. Isn't there a scene in the fabulous movie Scrooge where Robert Mitchum plays the TV executive?
Yeah.
And he tells Bill Murray, you know what we need to do? We've got the numbers back. There's an amazing number of cats watching television.
Yes.
What we need is a private detective with a ball of string that he holds.
Maybe that's his gimmick, he says.
That's his gimmick. Yeah. So he holds it in front of the TV.
So he insists that they put mice in the Christmas Carol.
So cats will watch.
And then it cuts to a shot of a mouse in the Christmas Carol. Yeah. And the cat's going crazy. And he's like, see? It proves his point.
There you go. Home run.
This study is part of an overall effort to develop better ways to check canine vision, which we talked about yesterday, I believe, which researchers say is sorely lacking in veterinary medicine. My dogs go ballistic when other animals come on the television.
Really?
They'll jump at the TV. Oh, it's incredible. Yes.
Wow. Mine do not care.
But then I have another dog, the boy dog, likes to watch football. He'll follow the game. And
my cat likes to watch hockey.
Yeah.
She just loves how the puck goes around.
Yeah, I think they like the people. Her head moves.
Well, now, if you have a girl pet, they're going to like to watch the cheerleaders and whatever. Whatever sport you're watching, not the actual sport.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. They look for what they are.
My boy dog. They can identify with the cheerleaders.
My boy dogs. Right now, I've got the two girl dogs and the boy dog. My boy dog likes to watch soap operas.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because of all the bitches.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.